You are tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Double Dosage After Show. Double Dosage After Show. After Show. After Show.
After Show.
After Show.
All right, yeah. This is the Double Dosage After Show, where you can get a second helping of that red pill to help cure your Illuminati ills. It's always on sale. There's always a deal. So right this way, and get on the show for a spill. How's everybody doing? We got Rob D here, right?
Hi, folks. Yeah, I'm still here.
We got Dr. Kelly, right?
Yes, taxi driver present.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and hit the phone lines. People be calling in. Phone number 800-313-9443. And we'll have a chat. All right. Let's go ahead and hit those phone lines. I believe we have... And now my screen doesn't want to cooperate with this. go ahead, caller. Where you may be.
New York, line one.
Go ahead.
Oh, Ken from Long Island. We're right near that Ken. Nice little place that, yes, hi. Hi, Dr. Kelly V. We're near the, I'm about 20 miles away from that nice place called Plum Island where they have groves and they grow little plums. They don't make diseases over there. Where did you ever get that from?
If they call it Clone Island, shouldn't they?
Clone
Island. I went there.
Oh, you've been there.
No, that's just a saying, I went there.
Oh.
Like, I went to a topic. It's...
I wanted to touch on something you were talking about before, the shielded room. The show before you, you know, Frank from Targeted Massachusetts, he had a whole show about, apparently he got a hold of some manuals which really sounded like a specification for a bid. And he was talking about making shielded rooms. And it sounded like they were using copper foil, and they would join the sections together with silver solder. And if it needed, if you had a completely sealed room, it would have, for a filter, some kind of a metallic or a copper honeycomb structure to let the air in. And the, I guess the honeycomb would supply a layer. I'm sorry?
To shield against what?
Oh, it's shielding, for shielding against microwaves. So I guess the thought is maybe like the voice, the skull stuff.
The voice, the skull, yes. Not synthetic telepathy. It's totally different.
I'm sorry?
Hold on. Just for everybody to be clear. And this is something I've been trying to clean up ever since I got into this thing, the language here. You have the radio frequency hearing, and you have the microwave frequency hearing. Now, this is called voice to skull. They use the microwaves and they use the radio. Now, for what they're using today, they're using synthetic telepathy. They're using scalar, which passes through even Faraday cages. No problem. You can't get away from it. The only way to get away from synthetic telepathy is to be in a magnetically sealed environment. I just wanted to clear that up for the listening in. So
yeah,
go ahead.
And, I think he also touched on that also, electromagnetic shielding. I didn't quite understand that, but yes, I'm having a little difficulty understanding what scalar waves are. I'm just not familiar. You know, the electronic background is more conventional, you know, than scalar waves.
Scalar, basically, it's very hard to describe. I can't even really give you a true definition of it. There's only two scientists in the world that I know that will talk about it. But basically, you have electricity. When electricity flows, you have a current, and that creates a magnetic field. Okay, for example, the charging cord to your phone is charging. You got electricity going up the cord. There's a field around that that's magnetic. It was thought you can't have one without the other. I mean, you can't have a electric field without the magnetic, and the magnetic without some sort of electric. Well, the scalar is just the magnetic without the electric. That's why the synthetic telepathy is undetectable by any means, tools, meters, sensors. It's undetectable. I mean, I know of a way to prove that it's real. And when I get to that world court, I'll set everything up. But I've got to prove that it's real. I'll get 1,000 target individuals, come up in there, test one by one. So we can go ahead and shut this crap down. I don't know what Frank's doing, but I got plans for this. They're already being put together. So, did you have any other questions or comments?
No, I think that'll do it for tonight. It is. I'm not familiar with it, and I don't really have a good understanding of it. But I would like to learn more. I mean, does it have a magnetic wave? Does it have a frequency to it? Or
it's a longitudinal wave. I do believe that it travels 1.5 times the speed of light.
Ooh.
To aim them, you modulate the frequency itself to actually bend the path of the signal. And it's used a lot in weather modification. The scalar devices are like a field of static antenna array, like HARP, for instance, would be a scalar emitter. Probably the most famous one would be the Russian woodpecker. It put off a tapping signal that was heard around the world back in the 1980s.
But people also get this confused, though. ELF and scalar, not the same. ELF is just extremely low frequency. You're in the range of, I believe, 1 to 20 hertz, something like that. My numbers are a little, but there's low frequency, ultra low, extremely low.
HLF, ELF, depending on the type of emitter, you know, the really low frequencies, the waveform from peak to peak could be 5 to 10 miles wide. That we're talking about.
Sounds like the stuff that Tesla was trying to experiment with when he made that big ball up in Wiedenkliff, because I seem to remember reading, he said the effect would be like a stone skipping across water.
That's exactly what it's based on.
Okay.
Tesla, I hate to say it, as smart as he was and as well-natured as he was, he really screwed us all. I mean, and that's the problem with scientists today and scientists, period. Most of them are wonderful, great-natured people, not like evil mad scientists you see on TV. They're wonderful people. They want to explore the world. But the thing is, they're giant children. They want to play. And, you know, Big Daddy comes in. You know, oh, I got a brand new toy for you. And, you know, they light up like children. And they go play. Oh, play all you want to. I need the stats. I need all the information on what you do with it, what you create with it, da-da-da-da. That's what the government does. And these scientists don't care. Funding? Oh, my God. I have control of the experiment? And then got a million plus people dead or whatever. Something happens. Genocide. They'll willfully look away from an ignorance or whatever. Not my fault. Oh, that's security clearance. They can't say anything. Hey, I just developed it. I didn't use it. You know, and it's a lot of horse crap that I hate about this and how the government takes advantage of people.
He did fund most of his own work. He funded himself, did he not? He was pretty loose with his patents. He used to give a lot of things away.
Again, a wonderful nature guy, but again, he screwed us all by not being an adult with the situation. He should have owned the patents. He should have kept great control over it. Should have kept quiet about who told what. You know, he should have been mature about the situation instead of being this Pollyanna. It screwed us. I don't know.
You know what it is.
Tesla. I get upset. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's that some people are not good in business, and they're more. I find myself in that position. I'm more of a in the jobs that I've had in the past. I've been more interested in what I'm doing and not paying attention to how much money I'm making, or you know, paying attention. Now I'm starting to pay more attention to those things now that I'm retired. But you know, some people just don't think that. I mean, you're not always a business. It's a rarity to be a good businessman and be technically capable at the same time. It usually doesn't happen that way. Not that I've seen.
Well.
I know it's unfortunate, but I'm not sure that it was intentional. He's probably just more interested in enjoying what he was doing and not...
Yeah.
Sorry, Ken.
I'm sorry. Yeah, helping humankind. Exactly.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
we got a world filled with scumbags.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry.
Some of us are just not suited for business, you know. And I.
Yeah. That's why we gotta watch the government. Some people aren't suited to be in government. I would say most aren't suited to be in government. So, I don't know.
They're not really suited for much of anything, but all right, that's really all I have.
I was going to say, because on the other side of it, you had Bell stealing inventions, stealing patents. So, there we had a guy who's more political in business, but couldn't think of anything for himself. So, yeah, that's a good point. And they're both on the same pages of the history.
He got conned that's by right. Edison.
Huh?
Well, it sounds like Trump. Remember when they couldn't get the ice skating rink to work right in New York? What was that, back in the 70s or 80s? I don't remember exactly when. And Trump just said, well, let me go get somebody that, you know, knew how to make an ice skating rink. So he went up to Montreal. He got the guy that designed theirs. I mean, I kind of remember that mess going on in New York City at that time.
Were you there, Rob?
may not be a technical person, but he's good at business. If he knows how to find the people to get the things done that he wants to get done. And I've always heard that's supposed to be the mark of a good businessman or an executive.
Perhaps I should send him the recipe for making an ice cube. I couldn't resist that.
Okay.
Right then. So we're gonna go on to our next caller if they're still holding on line three.
Yeah, it's still Rev. It's Rev.
Hi, it's Rev.
Yeah, listen, that last caller, get Mike from Kentucky to discuss. Something tells me he knows about Nikola Tesla and his labs here in Colorado Springs. That's what I was calling about. Something Dr. Kelly brought up last week about tunnels under the airport. Forget that. We've been in the tunnels under the streets of Denver, under the rotunda, which is 24-karat gold. It's the shiniest top of any building in the whole world, probably, and, of course, in America, the state capital. 24 tons of gold up there. Remember, this was the gold rush capital in 1864, Central City, Blackhawk, and that kind of thing. But what I was talking about, we've been under those tunnels, and you'd be surprised. Well, you wouldn't be surprised. There's one we didn't get in through the door, but it's a train that goes under the Platte River 8 miles to Lakewood where this regional government was. And that's what I'm talking about tonight, is the regional governments that were set up is why, no matter who's in the White House, unless they destroy them, we're through. And Nixon, you know about Nixon put in the regional government for the United Nations, who hate America and who don't listen to D.C. And yeah, it's interesting that I thought about that Nikola Tesla lab where he was going to shoot electrons through free space, and the U.S. Army in 1942, when he died, broke into his New York apartment and stole all his patents. So, and that brings us to what additionally was that super energy weapon we were talking about. We're drooling. We've seen that National Weapons Test Center. So all this is connected. But someone like that, Mike from Kentucky, if he could get on, I'd listen to his lectures. Something tells me he knows about this stuff, everything from super heterodynes all the way to magnetohydrodynamics. Things that you want to listen to when you're in weapons like we are. And we're just drooling. That's why we want to do this. And our targets are, of course, these regional governments, these 10 regional governments that Nixon put in. Remember, Nixon surrendered to the North Vietnamese. That was a surrender. He left himself away. Bubba wasn't even born, and she read the whole thing and knew what happened. But the fact is, we're after these 10 regional governments. Unless you destroy them, it don't matter who's in the White House. I think somebody could put it in better terms than me. I was calling about, Dr. Kelly was talking, what's under, forget the airport, Colorado Springs. That's I called General O'Shaughnessy's office, and that's how we got a federal agent from down there in NORAD Northcom. And I said, you know, Bubba wants that job as 40-ton blast door operator at Cheyenne Mountain. I'd say things like that. I don't think, just to be goofy. It could be a civilian job. I don't know. But you have to get inside the mountain. And around those complex, that's where the tunnels are. That's where continuity of government is. That's what we're focused on. And that's why we know how to beat these bastards. And we're, you know, the ones you don't like, the ones who stole all the patents and everything. And we're going to use that stuff against them. Turn it on them, destroy their regional government. This is what's running America. The UN is running them through these 10 regions that don't follow the federal government at all. I think you've heard of this. I'm not the only one who's heard of this, but that's who we are. We're experts on destroying this stuff. We just use what somebody else has built and turn it on them. That's Bubba's genius and applying their science their own destruction. That's what we're all about. And that's why we talk about getting rid of 911, another UN system. And it's based on these regional administrators. Everything was put together by Nixon, and it was implemented through the 1970s after he...
And did you hear, Reb, that a bunch of them were broken and weren't working, like a whole bunch of states? Their 911 was like rerouted to, I don't know, somewhere. Bubba Burgers.
Yeah, probably. What I heard from O'Connor, he's that federal agent who got this audio tape. His name's on the evidence. He also worked for the Klebold and told us about the shooting at Columbine High School. And he's former U.S. Justice Department, trained at Quantico, came out here, found out how screwed up he lives in Greeley, cut his phone lines off. I had to ask the FBI, is he still around? He said, yeah, but he doesn't do PI work anymore. And he's out. The Army's going to go get him because he knows all the facts and figures on this Metro Denver. But what we're saying, what you said about 911, that's a UN system, and it runs everything. You can't call anywhere without your phone. If it's cut off and it's still got a battery in it, you're going to get 911. That's all it needs, even if they cut your service off. And you'll notice on your statement every month, they take out 60, 80 cents for 911. So you're paying your own assassins on top of paying your own assassins. And the whole system sucks. And that's what we're against. That's why I keep saying, get rid of that. It's tied into the regional government. They're not run by D.C. That's why Mr. Make America...
You've got to get your dispatcher's phone number and call the local dispatcher for your when you need a deputy, when you need your state police, and sometimes you need the deputies to do not only their own job, but the state police, too, like CHP, you know? They're not doing too much.
Wait, can you get past the local punks? Because everything's rigged into your local punks. No matter what you do, they have the jurisdiction. They don't interfere. The state or any other municipality won't come into your area. You only get routed through your local punks, the ones who are, like Bubba said, if they're knocking on your door and you call 911, they'll break the door down. If they're right there and you call, hey, I don't want these... They're bothering me. They broke in on her. They put a gun to her head when this started. But she said if they, and also there was some other complications, but if she did dial 911, O'Connor said, well, at least they'll have a record. No, they destroy records.
Don't ever dial 911. Take Reb's advice there. Get the dispatcher going.
That's Bubba does the seminar. I want her to come on. You would want to listen to her seminar. Never dial 911. It's your enemy. It was put here to be your enemy, and that's why we call in every time we get and say, unless you destroy that in the regional governments and the UN system, it don't matter what Mr. Leader does. He's just, he's like, the place is on fire, and he's going to get you a job.
Hold on. I'm lost here. Down. Wait. Someone did a lecture on not calling 911?
Yes, you just said it. Let her do it. She sounds better than...
I thought you said someone had done a presentation on 911.
Yeah, Bubba did. She actually told the people she could go to the Army War College and say that, but they like her.
That's on the website, right?
She won't come... Huh?
That on the website?
She's been on a radio program, American Voice Radio Network. She's been on and talking about stuff. You'd have to listen on VultureSquadron.com, but that's the last interview she ever did.
Right.
And I try to get her to call in, but she don't want. And I'm impressed with some of your callers that sound really articulate. And Dr. Kelly, she just said it. Don't call. She could do the lecture. She'll give you a lecture why you shouldn't do it. She knows.
I'm not disagreeing with you guys. As a black man, if I'm the one calling the cops, chances are I'm going to be put into handcuffs until the cops figure out what's going on. So I agree. So
they decide you're not a criminal. You know, when you call 911, be prepared to be treated like a criminal.
Yeah. So, yeah, we black folks, we don't call the police unless somebody's dying.
No, I heard they really like calling them a lot and that their community leaders encourage them to deal with them. It's like a setup in their own little communities where their community
that's
leaders...
That's just the whole coming together and being one crap and you know, we need communities. We need, you know, yeah, we know we need to be a community, but that does not mean incorporating the city police force into the community.
That's supposed police.
We're supposed to have civilian militia.
Well, we agree. It just never happened. It's like we want civilian fire people too. We don't want the badge wearing morons. We don't want them. We want like what they call volunteer fire people, the ones right. that work for the government. We don't want them. They start the fires. Well, they're no good.
It shows you how interested they are in saving lives. They would rather have police be hired. And but firefighters, anything like that, oh, fire volunteer. Screw that. It should be the other way around. Absolutely.
Most of these lowlives, they're looking into to the old people to see when they check. They're turning off alarms in these old people, these retirement places. That's most of their job when they go out and you hear the sirens and they're after. Somebody in the old people's fallen and they can't get up and they're trying to get the meat wagon there. They're in a hurry to put these old people in the like graves. They send me all these things. I told them, stop sending me this burial stuff. That's what, I stopped it. I kept calling them up. Don't. They want you dead when you're elderly in America. That's really the whole point. They're stealing from my Medicare card. I never used it, but they got your name, and they'll say they'll charge somebody. So you exceeded your deductible. So all these 911 is interested in getting rid of old people. That's the whole problem. You notice Mr. Leader, and he never talks about how he helps it make it better for old people. Have you ever had him make a speech about old people? How he wants to make life better for the old people? He's one of them, but does he ever make a speech about it?
Well, listen. When it comes to Wikipedia and Facebook, our elderly should be our Wikipedia and Facebook. That's
I agree, I'm one of them.
They don't want the elderly people to share their knowledge, share their experience, and keep communities together. If you know, that's what disappears when you get rid of the elderly, and you easily control the population generationally by making sure that the next generation comes in slower and the older generation gets out the door faster. You can actually shock a culture. You can get rid of a culture in three generations if you do it right, the social engineering. You can completely strip someone of their identity and heritage and turn them into slaves. That's how they did it with the black slaves in America. They are implementing the same mentality, the goal for the rest of the planet.
It's a good point, B. It's very easy to rewrite the history of what went on in the past if there's no witnesses to that past that actually happened.
Correct.
It's just to keeping the elderly isolated from the general population right now. We're losing that connection to our past, the actual true history from that was seen with actual eyes and heard with ears, not just stuff that was fed to us off the boob tube television.
Everything I learned, the old ladies who lived through it, those people told me this stuff, and
Reb,
I learned it through old ladies.
Reb. We're going to go to commercial break. Hold that thought. Hold that.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Yeah, we're back. And so I want to sort of come back here a little bit and talk about the human piece of crap that the fly landed on and the vape. Pence must be Beelzebub, Lord of the Flies, because he is lying to all of us, because Pence refuses to concede climate change is a man-made existential threat. During the debate, I got a word for you guys. Well, two words. Ionospheric heaters. Ionospheric heaters. Or another alternative word for you. Weather control, weather modification. You know, the alternative two words. So, when this, I really think these vice presidents are all just handlers, and they're the real super evils behind the presidents. Because either that or Pence is idiot. Either way, he's not fit for office. He's lying to us or he's an idiot.
Wow. Politicians and lies is kind of synonymous, isn't it? I don't really think about honesty. I don't really think about, you know, picture Capitol Hill don't come into my head when I think of honesty.
Well, I think, you know, I hope that really picks up. I'm going to just call him Beelzebub from now on.
Yeah, well, a pence is a form of money, like a shilling. So he's a shill.
Well, there you go.
There you have it. We'll just boil it right down.
Unless you know he's bought.
All right, you got it. If you got the other side of the coin there, you know, well, I got to point this out. Since when did vice presidents debate? I don't never remember a vice presidential debate. Unless, you know, they're doing it now because they're just, this is the deep state owned press just telling you, well, neither candidate for president is worth of anything, you know, any of our attention. So here's who's second in charge in case one of them dies, you know. Since when do you even throw that out there as a manifestation?
Excellent point. Yeah, I have to.
Well, they're never going to let you leave because you just made fun of the Pence. First it was the cucking stool. Then it was the common scold. Next thing it's going to be pickled onions.
Next thing
but I have a couple of
Remember He's talking Nick? About mushy peas.
And I have Red, a couple of there? Super chills, too. Let me know when you're ready.
Hey, does anybody remember Nixon, the vice president?
Yes, we know Nixon. Yes, go ahead.
Well, then he sold out America and created these regional governments. He did real good, didn't he? Sold out America, surrendered to the North Vietnamese, made it look like he gave them honor in America. And ducked out when he knew they were going to take over Saigon in a speech on August 9th, 1974. After the Joint Chiefs had told him, hey, they're rolling down Saigon, Highway 1 into Saigon by the spring. He said he was out of here. Never got impeached. He never got impeached, never got charged with a crime. Slick got his whole White House locked up, appointed his predecessor, Byrd, of all people, who appointed Rockefeller. You had two people run America no one ever voted for. Is that slick or what?
Well, I want to know what the leverage was. What has he done that they leveraged him with that he would step out? That's my
question. He was Eisenhower's vice president. And he did all the errands for that five-star clown asshole who ruined America. And he was the one who first started the name United Nations. I kid Bubba a lot. I say, you got an I Like Ike button. Ran twice against the same goofball and won both times. And after the first time, then he lowered the boom on America. The first time, the last thing he did to get elected, he had the National Defense System of Highways. That was his genius. You know, he saw that in Deutschland there where they had the Autobahn. And, hey, we should have that here. And that was a good idea. It took him a while to connect it, years, like at least 10 to 15 years. But still, he started that, and they voted him back in. And then as soon as he got there, he crashed the whole economy. That was the great 1957, like, recession. That was with his buddy Nixon, who censored McCarthy. Remember, look at his track record. And then Eisenhower still thought he was commanding troops in Europe as Supreme Allied Commander and sent the 101st Airborne into Little Rock, Arkansas, to against the law, to beat up the civilians who didn't want riots. They came out and said, no, we don't want them in our school. Get the hell out. And the governor was on their side. You know, he is right. He don't want riots in his town. So Mr. President, Supreme Allied Commander, sent in the 101st against the law. They had to close the school. Only the ones, the undesirables and a couple of staff ever went in, and that whole school was closed for the year. That was the summation of that. And that was the greatest, at that time they called it the greatest communist victory in the 20th century in America in 1957. Look it up. That's why I remind the military whenever I call. We already had military troops interfering in the United States of America, courtesy of Mr. Five-Star Clown, who was the last of them. And they told me, the Office of Secretary of Defense, he was, because he had five stars, the Congress, someone, they proposed, I don't know if it's official, but they gave George Washington a six star because they couldn't bear to see this Eisenhower at the same rank as George Washington, who actually meant something to America. And so they gave him a six star because Eisenhower had five. Remember, I lived since Truman was president. This is the 13th Mr. President I've been around for, and they all suck. But Nixon, he's the slickest. He was the slickest. I actually liked Jimmy Carter when I saw him. I thought he had big teeth. He was all teeth. That's one of the two presidents I saw. The other one, I wish I didn't. I was pretty close to Lyndon Johnson. He was in a Texas, and he was big, ugly head, fat, ugly body. You knew he was Guido of the mob. You knew he could make a phone call. If somebody yelled out, "Hi, Mr. President," or something, "Hey, Mr. President," he put his hand up to acknowledge, like, "Yeah, that's me. What are you going to do about it?" He was bigger than the Secret Service, big, fat body, big, ugly head. He was walking in some federal building with his little Secret Service. I was about 20 feet. The Secret Service,
that sounds like Kissinger, you know, great big body, growling snouts. He's a leading jowler, isn't he?
He started out as the vice president, too. Something happened to his president. I don't know. Could he have had something to do? Oh, yeah, he had something to do with it. Him and his Dallas gang there and their Chicago mob.
You will make the bullet turn in the air and come back in the opposite direction.
Yeah, well, then Mr. Rubenstein, the Chicago mobster who ran their strip club, they let him in the building to whack Mr. Osmond in front of the whole world. Remember that story?
Yeah.
So you see, Vice President.
We've had a few incidents of false flags that have the word Ruby in it, didn't it? Ruby Ridge, remember that one?
Yeah, you're right. Look at that. And these people, they're all vice presidents. And like you said, they have a lot of extra power. But the king of them all was this Nixon. And he started crying to the public, "You won't have him around no more," when he didn't win governor of California. Look at how he moved through the whole spectrum. Started out prosecuting Hollywood as on the Senate Un-American Activities Committee, and the senator from California. And he censures McCarthy. Look how he did it. Censures McCarthy.
They called him Tricky Dick, didn't they? We've had Tricky Dick as a president. We've had a Slick Willie as a president.
Oh, he had the highest IQ. Bubba read about him. She wasn't even alive when he was there. And she said, as soon as she looked at the papers, and he took a dive because he was a genius lawyer, really smart, and he hired the stupidest one he could find to represent him. You saw that right then and there. So why did he hire him? Because he was the stupidest. He got hit. His lawyer got locked up. His whole administration got locked up, and he kicked out his... The buddy of his, the Spyro guy, he just got some past incident. Oh, you got to go, too. He was convicted, but he didn't get locked up. And he put in Ferd, of all the people to replace Nixon, Mr. Ferd. And then he picked Rockefeller. So he had those two running America nobody voted for. That was slick. But
oh, yeah.
You can see it on
that. Was a cool one.
Say again?
You know, I'm still wheeling... I'm reeling over this pig thing, this politician having sex with a pig. But, you know, I want to say...
I'll pop you a link to it.
But let's talk about the meat wagon here for a minute. I went over the show to catch Predator, you know, when Chris Hansen was doing the show. I went over all the episodes. Now, I found through the stats here that over half of the pedophiles that showed up were people of the institutions. When I say the institutions, I mean they are either church, rabbis, priests, that sort of thing, or they work directly for the government. There was an actual intelligence agent that showed up, a DIA agent. So, over half of the people that showed up wanting to molest children worked for our institutions, the establishment, that being. I think that's the real reason. And the show was shut down in itself because they went after a senator who was, you know, getting his jollies off to little boys online. I think that's the real reason why the show was shut down. I really like that show.
Was this have to do with the vice president? I'm not following.
No, I just want to revert back to something you said earlier about the meat wagon. But, it's all disgusting. It's all disgusting.
Well, there's laws protecting the pedophiles and stuff as well. And not allowed to disclose them, or the penalties for somebody abusing a child is far too low. You see 2 or 3 years when other people are serving life sentences for having a bag of weed 20 years ago or something. You know, it's ludicrous.
Nixon never did that stuff. He's clear of that. He's on our, it's called Google Plus. We have his video. That's what I was going to finish up with. He was getting into the helicopter. One of the things that was funny about when he was leaving town, they were playing the Washington Post march. They thought they were ticking him off, but he probably ordered that play to tick them off. He was genius. So he's walking out to that helicopter, and he does his famous wave goodbye, and as he's turning, you can see him cracking up laughing. It's in our video on Google Plus, the famous goodbye scene with Nixon. He's not even out of D.C. airspace. I guess he's headed probably over to, at that time, it was RFK Airport or whatever it was called, and in Washington. And Ford said, he's pardoned. And somebody said, what are you talking about? He was never charged with anything. No, he's pardoned. Forget it. He's laughing all the way back to California. This is Nixon. He got his life. The only penalty he ever got, he couldn't attend Republican functions, which is actually a bonus.
They play the Washington Post at the circus a lot, too.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the world is a stage.
It's on our Google Plus.
What do you think, Dr. K? Are you still with us? You're awful quiet over there.
Yeah, and speaking of the evil vice president, I spoke with Weldon Travis, who that chapter in the book called The FBI Turns Red, White, and Blue, and he's ready to come on the show and ready to confirm probably in the near future. And that's the one with the photograph of LBJ's little sister and a photograph with a man in it and a rifle you may or may not recognize. And then that was funny, your joke about the book suppository.
Yeah, the suppository.
They don't ram the truth down our throats.
They ram the truth right up our tails, don't they? It's like blowing smoke up our bumps. And so a suppository to me is appropriate.
Well, get him on the show.
Yeah, and I was telling him about the blue-collar politics and all of the cool things that V does with the platform and getting all these cool firsthand eyewitnesses out and having them write their books and tell their stories.
Is he going to come on the show? Maybe he can mention Bubba Scout Rev when he reads us over. Because we're the opposite of Nixon. Bubba's a genius, but he respects him that he had this all planned probably the day he got in. We don't want to give him credit. He just barely squeaked out a victory in 68. The one we wanted was Wallace and LeMay, obviously. Well, they were only on 37 ballot states, and they got five states, and it looks like they took the Democrat South away from the Democrat Humpty Dumpty, so he didn't get in. Nixon won. But that wasn't their mission. Their mission was to win, Wallace LeMay. Those were the ones we wanted. General LeMay was the genius of all 20th century. They liked that Pershing in Texas because he went into Mexico and kicked them out. They didn't come in for four decades in 1916. So Texas likes that General Pershing. We didn't study him, but this LeMay, he's a super genius at military. And he was the one, he started an Army Signal Corps in the 30s. He figured out, he bombed the Japs in China and stuff, and then he got into the Air Force in 47 and worked. He started the Strategic Air Command and scared the hell out of the Soviets. It was never going to happen. But he figured out how to get those B-52s into Moscow. They couldn't stop him. They were scared of him. So we know the whole history. And then he was chief of staff of the Air Force in 63. And then they got rid of Mr. Kennedy. So he had to meet with Johnson, with the Joint Chiefs. The first meeting, he heard what he said, and he quit. He just said, that's it, he quit. This was before the Gulf of Tonkin. He knew it was coming. And 4 years later, he's on the ticket with George Wallace. And there was an interview me and Bubba saw was he was on PBS, and they showed the old interview. George Wallace with his buddy Curtis LeMay, and they're talking to him. And Wallace is saying, yeah, we're not going to allow this Vietnam War to go this way. We're going to fix this. And then somehow LeMay made a little comment. He said, we're not ruling out atom bombs, you know, nuclear weapons. And you see Wallace going, no, don't say that. He's coaching him not to say that because that's Curtis LeMay. He goes all the way. And we wouldn't have the country we do today. People know this. They get in. Those Soviets would have packed it up and took out of Hanoi if they'd have won. Like, they win in November election, they're gone. They're just headed. They know what's coming. And on January 20th, 1969, Ho Chi Minh is weeks away from being dead. That thing would have ended quick. They weren't going to take no crap. Everybody knew it, too.
There's another Ho Chi Minh standing in the background, ready to be propped up. There's always another Bin Laden or another Kim Jong Jong, you know.
The point is,
there's always another one.
George Wallace used to go on these tours around America where he was on the state ballot for the presidential election, and they call him a fascist. The same thing they're doing today, you know, the youth against war and fascism, the same garbage. And they'd be in the crowd, and he'd say, go up here, boy. He said he was killing Nazis before you were born. He'd say, come up here, boy, and I'll autograph your sandal. He was a good politician. I heard he was a boxer, too, old George. I'm not sure, but that's what they told me. And he wasn't in the South, that's for sure. And he would have done great for America. He wasn't going. He was the real deal.
There's pictures of the older Senator Cruz and Senior George Bush walking down the stairs from the book depository with Oswald on that fateful day when that coup occurred.
You really saw pictures of that?
Yes, I've seen pictures of that, of both of them walking down the stairs with him. So they were involved with the FBI at the time.
Yeah, yes. That was covered in Joel Gilbert's The Art of the Insult, too, or The Art of the Insult, about the all the Republicans in the circular firing squad. It was beautiful.
Well, here, I could ask Dr. Kelly. You saw this. The Life magazine picture of Oswald holding the rifle. I didn't watch that weekend. That's all they had in black and white TV back in 63. I didn't pay attention. But did he really meet with the press and they showed him that picture and that was eventually in Life magazine of him holding that rifle? Did they actually, because I think there's some mention that he looked at it, that he was in naval intelligence. He knows how they faked that picture. They put his head on someone else's body. That's what got us calling the Defense Intelligence Agency with our audio tape that says the Joint Chiefs. We remembered that he said
that's why
that.
We need together with our elders, and that's why Weldon Travis is going to be the one to clear up any mystery there. I don't know, because I was either conception or in utero when all of that went down, or at least a month before the assassination was when I popped out, 1022.
And he'll confirm that Nixon, remember that good old name Nixon, he was in Dallas with LBJ the night before. Is that true? Anybody, do you hear that story too?
No,
Nixon was in he was meeting with LBJ the night before Kennedy showed up. In Dallas.
No, Rip, I've got to thank you for calling in here. We got to end the show. I really want to, very quickly, I want people to, you know, if you're a person who watches the news, also pay attention to technology. There's all the stuff with the mind games, the lying, the propaganda, the backhanded business deals. Watch tech news, okay? You really need to see the genetics, the genetic material of all of the stuff that's going on. You just going through technical news, you see so much of the politics, where it comes from. All these special interests, all about getting your dollar, okay? Selling you crap that you don't need. So, and the whole game is about selling something to us, mostly crap we don't need. So, with that said, exactly. I want to thank you, guys, for another wonderful episode and after show. Tune in tomorrow night. We'll be here.
Big love,
everybody.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.